what it do, what the business is.
You know what it do. Another week in the books. Mark it down. Send it to the people to file the papers. Oh, what up, man? On the TV podcast.
Slow motion, man. It's a new month, man. May kicking. It's May already. God damn.
God, it's May.
It's gonna be Christmas.
Damn.
Shit.
When you get old, man, shit just fly by. Because you ain't waiting on holidays no more. That's what it is. Like, you ain't waiting on Christmas. You ain't waiting on your birthday.
Nope.
You ain't waiting on no Halloween. Like, you don't care about none of that. And shit just be flying by.
It's fucked up, man. It's On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast, man. I am Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou, the one and only. If you're looking for me, find me on Twitter, Instagram, and we got the Facebook Rap Chat popping.
Yes, sir, man. Fuck with me, Animal_Brown, Instagram and Twitter. Fuck with the show page too, man. At On Deck TV Podcast. That's on Twitter and IG. Go follow that.
Yeah, follow that. Follow that. We give you the latest news and retweet and give our opinions on things at the show page tweets. So really get into that, man. We're gonna put new news out there for that. Also, FSP, man, Full Sport Press. We got J Hove, we got Coach Locke, we got How Weezy on the boards over there doing work. They just had the episode on Monday.
Yeah, man, every Monday that sports shit, man, they did the draft wrap up. They gonna go over all the picks that they fucked up on. So y'all listen to that.
I'm disgusted in my Cowboys
pick. You should be disgusted because you're a Cowboys fan.
Name one player the Packers got.
We draft at the bottom of the draft because we make the playoffs each year.
Excuses off of assholes.
I'm just saying.
Everybody got one and they all stink.
I thought it was all full of shit.
Stink.
Full of shit stink. Sound better though.
Assholes aren't full of shit. They stink.
Listen. Man, check out Ladies Room, man. They drop whenever the fuck they want to. New York, stand up. Anne Marie, shout out Rizzo. They latest joint is up. Go check out what the ladies are talking about in the Ladies Room. It's unrated. Put the kids to sleep before you listen to them. Tell them now. Put them to sleep. They savage out there. All
right, man.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Had that Views cracking, man. You hyped it up. Views is coming out.
I did.
Oh, God. I did. On Friday.
When I do that?
Oh, Views. Views this. So I was waiting on the Views.
We got the Views, and a lot of people got the Views because it did dumb numbers.
Views dropped.
Numbers are stupid. We're going to give our review on it.
We'll talk about Views. What'd you have up?
Man, I was chilling low-key. I went to a bar that undercooked my chicken. Shout out to the undercooked wings that they served me.
Listen, man.
Hot about that.
If you do not know by now, when you go anywhere, you got to ask for your wings crispy.
Clearly.
You got
to
ask for the wings crispy.
Just to get them right.
They're going to cook them right at least. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't going to come out all burnt. Like, you got
to
ask for your wings extra crispy.
Just to be safe.
I ask for my wings extra crispy everywhere I go.
Now I know.
Got to, bro.
Shout out Sam G, man. We got out and kicked him, man. Drunk good. Good looking out.
Shout out to Sam, man.
But, man, now we got a lot to talk about, man. Let's get to this work. First and foremost, we got to kick it off, man. Rest in peace, Afeni Shakur.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Rest in
peace. That's first off. The inspiration behind their mama.
Inspiration behind their mama. She birthed probably one of the most influential speakers of our time that we've ever heard. Transcending gender. I mean, not gender. Race.
For sure.
Whatever it may be.
But 69 years old.
69 years old. She died today. She had a lot of accomplishment in her life. She was a Black Panther advocate. Very, you know, into it.
Right.
The whole movement. And that's where Tupac got a lot of his influences from. So, rest in peace to her.
Saying right now, cardiac arrest, but nothing specific. This year right here been hell. Let's be clear.
I mean, death.
A lot of motherfuckers dropping off, dude. I'm just saying.
It is, man.
You just said we was getting old. God damn.
It's rough. It's rough out here.
Damn, rest in peace, Afeni.
I don't have much to say about that, but man, like you said, the inspiration of Dear Mama, clearly one of the best. That's the best hip hop rap song dedicated to a mama, period, right?
It's gotta be.
That's what you think of when you think of. Like, if a nigga do a song about his mama, like, Dear Mama is automatically what you're going to compare that to. So, that's like the rip. They're like, you know what I'm saying? That's like the Babe Ruth of mama songs.
Yeah, it's the GOAT.
Shout out to God in the Street, man. That mama song when that All the Hustle fire.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. But Dear Mama's the GOAT.
Guess what he said, though?
What's that?
We were looking for the Dear Mama feel.
You got to.
He told us that in the interview.
Dear Mama song.
So, that's it.
Okay. What you got?
You interested in this Tiger and Blac Chyna sex tape? It's being shopped and shit. Like, are you checking for that?
Am I checking for the Tiger and Black? Who is Black China again?
I have no idea.
That's Tiger baby mama, I think.
They got kids?
They have one kid.
Poor kid.
I think.
Listen, is this pre-ass shots? Okay, I lied. I do know who it is. Is this pre-ass shots or is this like post-ass shots?
Is that
going to
determine whether you want to see it or not?
Yes.
If it's pre, you don't want to see it?
Did Dr. Miami do the ass shots?
Dr. Miami out here eating.
That nigga dog.
He eating.
Dr. Miami, hit me up, man. Let me know what I can do. I'll be an assistant.
He is eating
God
food.
Damn. But, I mean, if it's post-ass shots, I really don't. I ain't checking for that. But if it's pre-ass shot, she might have a little shot like the rival Kim and the little
Time out. Why would you want to see it before the ass shots? I don't understand.
I want to see what the ass natural ass look like.
Apparently, it wasn't nothing if she had to go get ass shots.
It's not necessarily true. She just might have wanted a bigger ass.
That's true.
Like I want to see what a natural ass look like. Like the ass shot thing ain't doing nothing for me.
Tiger need this pub. Need it.
First of all, pause.
But he need
I don't care what Tiger looking like on his tape. I ain't even thought about it till you said that. Jesus Christ.
He needs God.
Listen, man, let me tell you what Tiger need.
A miracle.
To keep lining up with whatever one of them that he fuck with.
Kendall, Kylie.
I don't know. Just stay out of the way, bro. Don't piss off. What you want, baby? What you need? I'll be back. Give me the keys to the Bugatti. Let me go get you. What Drake say? Let me go get your Tampax or whatever. Give me the keys to the Bugatti. I go get them for you. You know what I'm saying? All Tiger need to doing is keep doing that. And he good. Like, he ain't got to drop another album. Just stay in the loop with them.
Black China is out here trying so hard for this shit not to come out. She got her lawyers on it. Own it super heavy.
She must be some slaw in the bed.
Nah, she trying to be a Kardashian, nigga. She in with your boy.
Look at Kim.
But I'm saying she in with your boy.
But
she
I'm saying
in.
Look at Kim. That's she was, how she, if she want to get up and rival Kim and be the big dog Kardashian and want to rival Kim in the top spot, that sex tape got to drop.
She was
so
born.
There's a problem with the sex tape, obviously. Either Tiger in her bullshitting or she in her bullshitting. Otherwise, drop that shit.
She might be in there eating ass and everything.
Oh, man. She might. She viral then.
Yeah.
Is Rob going to leave her for that, though? He white, though. He don't care.
Yeah, he don't care about that shit.
White's a white dude. He down.
Yeah, they don't
care. What I'm saying.
Yeah, they don't care.
So if she in there going extra hard, like niggas from the fuck with her and shit, like.
What a Tiger that like run a train on niggas.
Tiger ain't got that in him. He ain't got that in him at all. Like, the niggas who know him and fucked her did it behind his back. I'm guaranteeing it happened. I'm just saying he didn't know about it. Well, he might have knew about it.
She got
a
boy. She got the hounds on that nigga waiting for that shit to surface so can snatch it.
How much money Black China got to spend on lawyers though?
It's not her money. It's gonna be Kardashian money. It's gonna be Robert Kardashian.
Rob, yeah. That shit drop.
He walked up. Now I heard Black China getting it though. I forgot what I was looking at, and they was like, "Don't sleep, Black China getting it out here."
Okay.
So
I mean, if she want to waste her money on the sex tape not coming out, like. Clearly, you associated with the most famous sex tape person ever.
No, that's Pamela Anderson.
They wasn't fucking though, was it?
Yeah, like, Tommy Lee was blasting Pamela Anderson.
I thought he just showing her titties and shit on the boat.
No, I thought he was blasting.
You old school porn.
Tough. Man. That's the OG Bobby Johnson. You want to talk about the OG Dear Mama song? It's the OG celebrity flick.
I don't know nothing about that. I thought her like she was just like showing her titties
nigga,
naked
sex
and
tape,
shit.
Nigga, OG
I
ain't
know he was
tape.
Fucking for real. Like tough. I thought she was like, well, okay, new generation OG.
Okay, yeah, for
Can
sure.
Can we do that? Because most people don't even know who Pamela Anderson is.
That's
unless they're our age. All right, so. New OG, like, she might as well just fall on in, man. Like, take a little check on and get it moving. That's $1 million check. Sell that shit to Vivid, dude. Come on, man. Like, trying to quit bullshitting.
Let's get to somebody else who apparently doesn't need a check.
Who is this?
50 Cent opened up a big dog resort.
Apparently doesn't need a check, but been in bankruptcy news for the last year.
Hey, because I'm missing something, because he just opened up a hotel resort in Morocco. Opened up a big dog hotel. And he teased that he had some property in Africa earlier this year. He was stunting on Instagram. Apparently, this is what he was referring to. Big Dog Hotel just opened up over the weekend in Morocco. Now, is...
Hey, what kind of asshole is 50?
Is 50 safe from litigation and shit? Because it's overseas. Like, I don't understand.
I have to get more money in my bank account to understand how this works. that's my only answer that I have for this. Because in one country, you are in court for trying to settle like for $4 to $5 million, I'm assuming.
Right.
But in another country, you're opening up a resort. I know with partners. I know that, like, I understand that it's not all his money.
Right.
But they're saying that the land is his, though. The land was his.
Maybe land cheap in Morocco.
Oh, how the fuck?
I don't know. I'm asking.
No. I ain't saying that's a legitimate question.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, why? Like, how do none of this come into play when you in bankruptcy court? I'm starting to, like, 50 just starting to float this shit out here, dog, just to get in the news here.
I know they
just
asked
so we'll say. Like, I don't understand how the shit, like, it don't even make sense. None of this makes sense for 50.
This came up in court.
Okay.
This came up when he boasted about having property in Africa. Mm-hmm. And when they asked him, his quote was, "I do not, nor have I ever owned any real property in Africa."
Yet still, this resort is saying that it's co-owned by 50 Cent and is about to open.
Right.
And he reported that this week.
Yep, it's open.
Like, I don't understand.
Called the Fiesta Beach, and like, whoever visits Morocco and they want to stay there.
Who are his lawyers? Like, how do they figure this out? He got the best lawyers in the world.
Got the dream team.
God damn, is Cochran reincarnated in his office?
Gotta be.
It's crazy.
For the record, Morocco is kinda in Africa. It borders North Africa and the Middle East. So, for what that's worth. So, technically... it is Africa, but not really. I don't know.
Whoever it is, I'm sure that they are allies with the United States of America.
They're allies with 50.
Nah, they can't be. like, there's no way that this not finna get shut down and something ain't finna happen from this. And then 2 weeks from now, 50 gonna be back in court and they're gonna be like, "Oh, you said you didn't have this." Like, I guess 50 under the assumption that shit, I ain't gonna go to jail for none of this shit. The most they can do is take money from me. And if I can stay in the news from this, then I don't give a fuck.
Then he can maybe make up for it.
I'll make up for it with the publicity I get on Power or do another show or sell another show, keep my name relevant and hot because I can't do it music wise. So I'm assuming that that's his viewpoint from this, but I don't understand it.
Possibly. I mean, we got a lot of niggas getting checks in this episode because this next person just claimed. Made a big dog claim.
This is a preposterous.
Soulja Boy Tell 'Em went on Twitter and tweeted out this exact tweet. I gotta read this word for word.
Please.
$400 million deal confirmed. I still think they lowballed me. I was thinking $2 or $3 billion. CBS, Fox, and Forbes have been fighting over my story. So basically, Soulja Boy is claiming that he just closed a $400 million deal. Now hold on, before we get to this,
I'm having trouble keeping my drink down.
Let me tell you the three main businesses that he has going on right now. You tell me, are any of these worth 400 M's?
No, you ain't gotta read them, nigga. No,
you ready?
No,
he's got he's got the SBZ light up shoes.
The what? He got shoes?
He got shoes that light up. He's got the Soulja Boy hoverboards, and he's got an app where people can chat with him directly.
Do his hoverboards still catch fire? Or did he Did he redo his?
Nah, he said a lot of people bought them hoverboards with fake credit cards and shit. I think that was him that was going through that shit.
But did his catch fire?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So he's got an app, hoverboards, and light up shoes. Are any of those worth $400 million?
Man, listen.
The app could be if it's Facebook. Nigga, if that was Facebook you just invented, bruh, then you maybe said no something.
The app could have been Twitter. Ain't nobody giving him $400 million, dude. Man, that shit could have been. Bro, that shit could have been, for anybody that watched Silicon Valley out there, it could have been Pied Piper, dude.
They don't know nothing about that Silicon Valley.
God, like, man, that literally could have been Google. the Soulja Boy invented, and he still wouldn't have got $400 million for it.
Listen, like, the only way Soulja Boy is getting a $400 million check is if
There's no way.
If he hit that Powerball on Wednesday night, the only way he's getting a $400 million check.
If he get up to $400 million.
It's about 360 right now.
Like, I need that with no taxes in there. That's
the
only
way he's getting there.
Be very specific. that's the only way of $400. Like, bro, I wouldn't pay $17 to see Soulja Boy's life story. Like, so if he telling me that CBS and HBO and these people are fighting over it for over $400 million.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
The first thing that has to happen is Twitter needs to unverify his account.
Yeah, that's not because
you're clearly, no longer a celebrity.
He's clearly been hacked.
You out here just like, nah, you just wild. You ain't even Soulja Boy no more. You whatever his real name is.
DeAndre
you just
him.
You just DeAndre Wade, dude. Because like you wilding right now.
How did I know Soulja Boy's real name? I don't know. I just know this shit. I don't know. I just know this shit.
You a fan?
Nah, I just know shit.
Nah, you a fan.
He did thank Beyonce in the tweet.
Why?
He's credited on her album. I think she sampled, I can't remember what song, but she said, hey, can we clear something up about these writing credits too, please?
She sampled Wake Up, Turn Your Swag on, I think.
Okay, there you go. She sampled some.
But yeah, like.
The writing credits are, man, out of, this shit is getting out of control.
Like, listen, people. Okay, yes, Drake had 81 writing credits on his album. Yes, Kendrick Lamar had over 70 on his album. Beyonce had probably 100,
right,
because she has a bigger budget than both of them. Writing credits are attributed to samples, people who come in and play live instruments, vocals that are talked on the album, people that engineer the album, producers, all of that stuff. So it ain't that like all of these people got ghostwriters and they just going in there and singing or going in there and rapping.
Right.
Like some people still like have studio sessions, and it's not just a back and forth as far as a here go a verse for the mixtape, you know what I'm saying, here go the beat and all that. Like when you get to a level that J. Cole, Kendrick,
Beyonce,
Drake, that they're at,
yay,
of course, yeah, Kanye, you're gonna have hundreds of people that are contributing to your album because you want that shit to be fire and perfect, and people have a certain expectation of you. That's why your shit sounds better than everything else that comes out. That's why they at the top of the game. They got 100 people telling them, like, no, this works. Yes, this works. And these are experts.
Go ahead. And as you can hear, Drake has a sample on probably 17 of the 20 songs. Not one person just wrote during that for that particular song on that sample. There might have been six writers for that.
Credited.
So all of them get credited. Stop, y'all.
If I sample an Isley Brothers song to five people in the group, you know what I'm saying? So like Ronald get credited, the nigga that played the guitar get credited, the nigga that played the drums get credited, like all of them getting credit.
They didn't write my fucking verse, dude. Right. They just get credit for the sample. Please, y'all. Like, we got the...
We understand. Like, no, Drake don't got 100 ghostwriters, dude. It's not just how it work. And we ain't trying to preach either, but it's just fact, too. Like, a lot of people have been posting it up on, like, it's law.
Right.
No, you know what I'm saying?
It's not
like,
law,
but
people.
No, it's not law. It's not. That, like, a lot of people contribute to good albums.
And with all that being said, Soulja Boy does not have a $400 million deal.
At all.
That's the moral of that entire story.
Yeah, entire story.
I refuse. Yeah. He did say he's going to come out a little bit later and tell exactly what it is. He was in Germany right now on his world tour.
In Germany with Hitler, ain't it? Man, what are you doing?
Let's talk more money, man. Forbes. Forbes top five, man. They released their top five hip hop list this year. Big dogs on the list. Let's take it from 5 to 1, dude.
Okay.
Number 5 was Drake, 60 million. Mm. Number 4 was Birdman, 110 million. Down from 140 last year, but hey, 110 is 110, and ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Y'all nigga said he was dead, though.
He's dead.
110 million on Forbes just right now, though. Right now, today.
Number
like,
three.
How am I dead? I got 110 million.
Number
on.
3 is Jay-Z. He's got 610. So that's number. So number 4 had 110, and number 3 had 610.
Look at the gap between. I can let me guess these three: Puff, Jay, and Dre.
Yep. Okay. Dre number 2, 710. Puff number 1 at 750.
Like, look at the gap, though.
Yeah, the gap's stupid. But that's how it is in life, though. The rich is the
1%. Look at Dre, Jay, and Puff. Yeah, like you said, the 1%. Them the 1%, right?
That's the 1%.
Them the 1% of hip hop. What Russ at? I don't think Russ reporting. Russ got some kind of shit going on when he ain't reporting.
Russ got yoga money.
Like, yeah, yoga where it disappeared. Like his shit off, like his shit over there where like he know like all the
Republicans in Morocco
and all. Yeah, like his money overseas. Like Russ shucking it out. But with that being said, like that is the 1% of hip hop, those three.
Yeah. And then it's just everybody else.
I think that, well, not even think. That goes into our next topic, right?
What's that?
Dre got beats.
Right.
That's necessarily what we're going to associate him being in the top three for.
For sure.
Jay has
Rock Nation,
Beyonce,
management, title, Beyonce, HBO.
Let's be honest. Budweiser. Let's be honest. He has Beyonce.
Now he has everything.
He has everything and Beyonce.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's why he's in the top three. Puff.
Puff got everything.
Stuff going.
Nah, he got some shit.
He's an innovator. Innovator.
He's a mogul.
I'm country, so innovator.
Right.
He's moving into acting.
After this album.
After this album, which no one's going to listen to.
I'll be checking for it. No Way Out too.
That's impossible. It's only because you're going to the concert. Do you think this will put him in a realm above those two? Or will this solidify him like in concrete with them two? Because he really ain't got that. Like I said, Dre got the beach thing that took off.
Right.
Jay got the whole... I got the baddest bitch in the game thing.
Right.
Everybody, I'm the stylistic culture nigga. Like Nori said, nigga, you get a call from Jay-Z.
Right.
You sweating. You like, nigga, like, what I do, nigga? Like, why you scared, Slick?
Right. Slick.
Puff, on the other hand, you ain't like it really with him. Everybody ain't.
Right.
So is the acting thing gonna put him over the edge? Like, let's say Puff starring a great movie. Are you respecting that? And putting him like in hip hop lore because of that.
I'm gonna tell you, first of all, he's already in hip hop lore, but to put him over,
I mean, even more so like than Jay and Dre is what I mean. Because like we said, the 1% beyond that lore. Like if I can go do a Raisin in the Sun like he did and do good, unlike he did, you know what I'm saying? Like then how you look at Puff? Like let's say he kill a role.
He need to do more than just kill a role though. Because there's been rappers that have done roles. He needs to actually direct and produce. This is what he needs to do. If he comes out with, like, how Ice Cube got Cube Vision and he has successful movies under his belt, that's what Cube known for. If Puff come out with Puff Films and he got class, and he come out with classics, Puff is, like, in a league of his own. He's the 0.5%.
That's it. If Puff do that, like, if he do movies like Spielberg, like Martin Scorsese.
Who?
Like, Scorsese, what the fuck? You know Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese, Scorsese, but it's all good.
Whatever, I ain't Italian, I'm black. I mean, if he does movies like that, yeah, you're right. That's absolutely right. Then you surpass Jay and Dre because you provided for two different.
He separated himself at that point.
Yep.
They on his heels right now.
You're right.
He pulled that off.
If he like if Puff came,
he's trying to get into acting. Is why you're saying this.
Like you said it better though. He needs to get into directing and like producing. If he came out with like a Black Godfather type film,
don't have to be in it. Just be the nigga behind it. Just
be the nigga behind it. Like telling them, making it authentic.
Right.
Like you be the nigga that's making it authentic as hell. Where a nigga go in there, sit there, and be like. God, it was fine.
Yeah, tough. And I'll play the Black Godfather.
Come on, man. I am the Black Godfather.
He can just be behind the scenes. I'll be the main nigga.
I am the Black Godfather.
Man, real quick, man. The real Black Godfather, Master P, goddammit. Before we get to this music break, man. Master P, man. he's doing interviews. Happy birthday, P. His birthday was last Friday.
Oh, last Friday.
It was last Friday.
How old is he, 60?
64? Nah, I can't do P like that.
Got to.
P up there. And also, that ice cream man turned 20 about a week ago, about a week or two ago. So he had his birthday party. Right. He had a couple of interviews, and he's giving updates on the Ice Cream Man movie, which he says is coming out 2017.
In theaters.
In theaters.
Don't leave
that not
out.
Netflix,
please,
but in theaters.
Please do not leave in theaters.
It's in theaters. And he said that his mama, they filled the role of his mama.
Who's playing his mama?
Queen Latifah.
Shut up.
Queen Latifah, I don't think has confirmed or denied
she was
this.
Mia X.
Queen Latifah played Mia X.
I thought she was gonna play Mia X. I didn't know it was his mama
playing his mama because the movie is supposed to go from his childhood up to when Ice Cream Man dropped.
From 5 years old to Ice Cream Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
So P and Baby's supposed to be in it too. I mean, he's supposed to be portrayed in it.
Well, no, you know they had beef when they were younger, though.
But see, he said that.
We've talked about that on the show.
But
before.
He said that Baby came to him for a deal. Early. He said he came to him for a deal. He going to have that in there.
He said that.
Yes.
These niggas in New Orleans, like, man, they stories be like.
man, but their stories be having levels.
Like, I don't understand. Like, it's hard to understand how P could be like, baby came to me for a deal, but baby said that he signed the Universal deal in 19.
Yeah, baby, we're going to get to that.
I don't understand.
These niggas done lived 8 lifetimes.
Like, what's going on down there? God damn, them niggas like, they voodoo. That voodoo shit real.
Who? Here's the question, though. The person who's played P has not been cast. P said he wants an up-and-comer to do it. He doesn't want nobody known. We not going to fuck with that. We going to play around. Who known? There's only like 5 black actors that are known.
Bokeem Woodbine.
To play P? That's so disrespectful. To life.
You can't see Bokeem Woodbine.
I can't see him play. Even though he did kill Fargo. Shout out to anybody that watched that Fargo season 2. Bokeem Woodbine.
No way Bokeem Woodbine was in Fargo.
He shook it.
How? Ain't no black people in North Dakota Fargo.
He was a gangster from Kansas City.
Man, get the fuck out of here. I might watch it just for that.
He shook it.
I might watch it just for that. But look, go back. Bokeem Woodbine.
Nah. It have to be Michael B. Jordan.
I had to get that out there.
He can play P.
Come on,
he's the only black young actor that we know. Who gonna play him? Terrence J.
Terrence J.
Yes.
Nah, I ain't know that. No, I mean when we get to the older ages, though.
Like, nah, but this is early. This is 5 years old to Ice Cream Man.
Okay, what's your boy name that played in Scandal?
Oh, Columbus Short.
Yeah, he'll be a good one. He'll be a good one for P.
He used to fuck with Superhead. Short. I ain't know that.
Well, I mean,
he was fucking with Superhead recently. I ain't know that.
He was married to her.
This nigga's ill.
That's why he need this role.
It's true.
Michael B. Jordan might be cool.
Ain't nobody left but Morris Chestnut. It's the only black actor left.
Dude. Like, what Morris Chestnut gonna do?
I'm just saying. Look, Michael B. Jordan can play P. Jay from FSP can play Silk.
Oh, man.
I can play Fiend.
You can play Skullduggery. You can play Skullduggery. No, I mean, like, what about an old P, though? Like, Will Smith or Denzel?
Like, adult P.
Is it Will Smith or Denzel?
Neither.
Neither one of them. You ain't going to get Terrence Howard. You're going to get Terrence Howard.
See, that's what I'm saying. Somebody established can kind of turn it on like how he did for Hustle and Flow.
So Terrence Howard. You think Terrence Howard could do it?
No.
Could Denzel do. I think Denzel can do it, though.
Denzel can do anything. Let's be very clear about that.
That nigga make every movie. He ain't good.
Every movie he bodies. Whether the movies be good or not, he bodies.
I've seen the same Denzel movie 6 times, dude, and all of them were fire. Like, it didn't matter. Like, they were the same movie as the last.
Because he body them.
He a beast.
But I don't know. Who could play P, man? Hit us up in the rap chat on Facebook. Who could play P? Young P, old P. Anybody but P, because I can see P trying to pull a move, get the prosthetic face on and shit, get the matte makeup.
That's what's going
to
happen, dude. P going to do that.
He going to play himself. That's going to get on my nerves.
P too like P-ish not to do it, dude. He going to be the 19-year-old P in there running around and shit.
Dark-skinned dude from the wood could play him. The tall, slim dude. He could slick play him with the curl. In the wood, he was like, nigga, you know where the fuck we at? When they was in the grocery store.
He looked like more like Soldier Slim.
That nigga said we can walk home.
He can be Soldier Slim. Oh, you talking about the nigga the brother.
Nah, not him. He too short.
Oh, okay.
He too short.
What about Eazy-E?
Eazy-E 5'3".
No, your boy from NWA.
So we can't keep having the same
Dr. Dre.
Bro, we can't keep having the same
Dr. Dre nigga here, Juilliard. Like actor,
he just did
whatever.
Dre. He can't do Dre and P.
He can't do that.
It's too close together.
Really, he can't do that.
He'll be typecast, dude. He won't be able to play nobody but rap niggas.
Then the next thing gonna be is Russell Simmons.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do that.
Yeah, then he gonna be Jam Master Jay and Jay Z.
That's some slaw, man. Let's get to this music break, man. Before we break down this Views from the Six, the album formerly known as Views from the Six.
Oh, what is it? They changed the name?
Yeah, it's just Views.
Oh my god.
Let's jump into this freestyle. You can't go wrong with a Fab freestyle. He on probably one of the hottest records out right now.
We keep hitting y'all with this Fab, man, but it's just like, we just got to, dude.
Yeah, you have to.
God. We
can't go and not let y'all hear this. It wouldn't feel right, man. He spazzed on this wicked freestyle, man. Him and Jada Kiss, y'all check it out.
Hold up. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Let's get to it, though.
These streets wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Yeah.
Swear if I ain't hit it, then my dog killed him. Bitches think they slick using that dog filter. Shorty know no matter what, my piece is hidden.
For real.
She pillow talking, telling me your piece is dead. Fuck that friendly nonsense, keep it monetary.
Let's get it.
Rockin' Fendi Monster, I'm so fly, scary. Twin cannons with them, that Mariah Carey. My nigga make a movie, that's that Tyler Perry. That's the Spike Lee, F. Gary Gray. Chop a beach of face, call it Mary Kay. Two birds, a white girl, Ashley, Mary Kay. Drop them chickens in the flour, let them birds marinate. All my day ones rockin' day dates. My son wear a rollie to his play dates. Said he out the picture, shorty photo cropping. I be more concerned about when that photo dropping. I'm cool on all these mixy niggas, photo hopping. They post it but don't buy it, niggas photoshopping. Everything you niggas wanna get, I done had that. Know I'm son of niggas, so I started wearing dad hats. Hold up.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Hold up.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. These streets wiggle.
That nigga
wiggle,
Fab said, you post it but don't cop it, you niggas is photoshopping. I'm out.
Fab disgusting.
Log me off.
Why he can't make a good album though? Fab disgusting. He like he might got ADD or something, man. Just can't sit down and lock down for 14 songs. Like that nigga cold, man.
That nigga be spitting his ass off.
God, he cold.
No shade to Jada. We just had to play that Fab verse though, Jada.
We ain't need that Jada.
I fuck with Jada and everything.
That's my guy. I ain't need that. He funny and everything.
All that.
Yeah.
Had to keep it on only Fab on this, buddy.
Keep it running.
All right, man. Like you said earlier, man, the album formerly known as Views from the Six dropped this weekend.
So I didn't know that they just dropped it to Views.
Yeah, they dropped it at the last second.
I got a theory on why too.
Why is that? He's scared of Tory Lanez.
You ready for the theory already?
Is it appropriate for right now, or do we need to wait later on in the convo? You don't know.
You're correct, I don't, but all I'll right. give it to you since you asked for it.
Okay.
You see him sitting on the ATC tower of the Toronto, I'm assuming, airport?
That was a CN tower.
That's the CNN tower?
CN.
What the fuck is that?
Shit in Toronto, man. Some shit we don't know nothing about.
It's called the CN tower. I'm saying ATC is the air traffic control. That's at the airport. That's where they
call it the CN tower.
I don't give a fuck what they call it. It's air traffic control, nigga. The planes.
That's where
they do the plane shit at. Okay.
I'm fact checking.
So we were both right. I just called it a different name. It's the ATC, air traffic control.
Fair enough.
Right. What was J. Cole sitting on top of his L?
His mama crib.
Right. So both of them sitting on something.
Pause.
Wow. We gonna do away with the pause shit,
that was necessary.
Shout out to my nigga Joe in Memphis, man. Like, we done with the pause. But like, both of them were sitting on top of something with a view.
Okay.
Right. J. Cole's view perspective of the time period of when he grew up.
Right.
Like this whole, I wanna capture this, I want people to feel this.
Right.
Drake's view of the whole city.
Right, running
the
shit.
Six.
Bullshit.
It's like, is it a slight little jab? That ain't no jab.
Nah.
Then my view from the ATC tower at the airport in Toronto ain't bigger than your view from your little mom's crib at 14 Forest Hill Drive.
2014 Forest Hill
Whatever.
No, it's not a jab. It's just.
You don't think so?
It was a concept. Your boy had a concept to sit from the crib.
So it's a similar concept. Would you agree?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Okay.
One is just way more
cold.
Epic than the other.
That's all I'm saying, cold.
Cold. So, look, we're talking views, man. Like I said, we're going to break it down into four easy-ass categories, man, for y'all to keep up, man. We're going to go over the rollout. We're going to go over our first impressions and what we think of the album. It's like, what, day four now? So we should have a good idea what we think. Where does this rank in his joints? And where does he go from here? All right, first and foremost. The rollout was a little interesting, dog. You know how long they've been talking about Views from the Six?
How long?
He had a Billboard interview, man, July of 2014, and he name dropped, "My next album is Views from the Six." That was a long time ago.
Mm.
That's why it's so anticipated. That's why people have these lofty expectations. That's a
time. No, wait.
It's a long time.
You can't say that's why people have these lofty expectations.
It's
if a nigga say, my album is coming out 2014, and now it's 2016, and it just now comes out, and there are 20 songs on there. And in the process of your album coming out, you've murdered a nigga.
True.
Had a song with the hottest. I mean, you had a
two mixtapes,
whole CD with the hottest nigga in the game.
For sure.
One of your own as well.
Right.
So the it's fair for people to be like, this Views better be fucking fire.
That's true.
That's
I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that. That's legit.
I didn't want to confuse the expectations. Like, the expectations were set by him.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Now, to those expectations and the hype that's built around it. It did 600 first day.
Did numbers.
600 first day.
Did numbers.
It's on pace to do 850 first week.
In comparison to
nobody.
No, I mean, just realistically, in comparison to his contemporaries. Future, J. Cole.
Don't say Future.
Kendrick.
Bro. Don't say Future.
I mean, the people that are selling albums right now. I ain't saying Future's on Drake
Future.
Level.
Future ain't
the
doing
people
numbers.
That are selling albums right now. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Future.
Nah, Future not selling albums like that.
Not?
No.
Okay. But J. Cole did 400 something his first week, right?
He did 320, 330.
I think it was closer to 4, but you hating. Okay, we can move with it.
Well, nowhere near 850.
Kendrick was like, what, 6?
Yeah. I gotta fact check that.
Yeah, I think he was no closer to 6. We ain't got a fact check. We can just keep
moving. Oh, no, we need to fact
we
check
We can keep
that.
Moving on.
Because he damn sure wasn't no goddamn 6.
And Tavibble Butterfly was close to 6, I believe. But we ain't got the fact check it at all. We can keep it moving.
So the expectations were high, and the rollout was a little bit different. Hotline Bling has been going on all summer and early this year. He dropped
not even Hotline Bling, just like back to back and Summer 16.
I mean, yeah, true. So he's had bangers out throughout the year, and he actually finally announced the date about a month ago, which people don't do no more. Niggas usually just drop in the middle of the night, like he did with his last 3 joints.
Right.
So I thought that was interesting, man. Hold on, real quick. The old school rollout. Which one you think make more sense for him? The old school rollout. My album come out on this date. Build up anticipation. Do the pop up shops. Drop a street song and a single. Or nigga, my album out right now. Just dropped on iTunes. Go get it.
See, I kind of disagree with you as far as the old school rollout and how he did it, because he did set a date. But the date that he set, we all thought that we would be listening to it live on OVO Radio. I think we said that last week.
Yeah.
We thought that we would hear the edited version first.
We did.
You know, it did happen that way?
Yeah, he did OVO Radio at 11 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, I thought he just dropped it. Because people were surprised that it came out earlier than they expected it to.
11 o'clock Eastern. They did it on OVO Radio Live.
Okay, I thought it came out earlier than people were expecting.
And then midnight
it
came out. It actually came out.
Well, I mean, I was reading a couple of tweets and people that all follow my time, and I was saying I thought we were all going to listen to this together and all of these things, you know, thought they all was going to play on OVO Radio. But with that being
don't
said,
trust the tweets,
huh?
Don't trust Twitter.
Yeah, you're right. It was from It's the Real though, like that.
Oh,
that
really? Oh, maybe it didn't play then. Shit, I don't
that's
know.
What I'm saying. Like, It's the Real said they were listening to OVO Radio when it did.
Oh, he had
out.
An interview. That's what it was.
Yeah. See,
he had
I'm
an
saying.
Interview. You right?
Exactly. So, like,
right.
I thought the whole thing was going to play on OVO Radio. It would play out on Twitter. People would comment on the song.
Like,
all
what a time to be
yeah,
alive.
Exactly. Yeah. That right there. So I do see a problem with him not doing that. I think it would have been more effective as far as the rollout and the response from people.
Right.
But with that being said, just dropping it like randomly at 11:13 on Friday, that was cool as well, because then you seen that first one. I know I shot it in the group text to everybody.
Right.
And we all started listening, and whatever you were doing, playing 2K or in the middle of whatever it was on Friday night, you took a listen to it, and it was cool. The rollout, I didn't mind. I didn't need an unexpected Beyonce from Drake.
Fair enough. For the record, Kendrick did 324,000 first week to Pimp a Butterfly.
Times two.
But so okay, he went somewhat old school. All right, let's fuck it. Let's get to it.
Okay.
First impressions. What do you think? What do you like? What do you don't like?
This is a great R&B album.
1 to 10.
Great R&B album, dude. This is a fantastic R&B
you couldn't
album.
Wait. You've been ready to say that for like 3-4 weeks.
I've been holding 3-4 days.
Weeks.
That's how long it's been out. This is a great R&B album, dude. Like Trey Songz, Chris Brown, they should be concerned. Great R&B album, dude. No, like, it's good. I like the album, but I think it goes to the elephant in the room, and the everlasting question that we will always have with Drake is, will he be able to ever make a classic album? This is not a classic, right?
Right, no.
Okay, it's not a classic.
Like, niggas...
And listen, it doesn't have to be.
Clearly it does.
I hear your frustration.
You just asked, when is he going to make a classic?
It doesn't have to be. But you 5 in.
Before. Not counting the mixtape.
I'm counting the mixtape. Fuck it. You got nominated for a Grammy for that mixtape.
No, I'm talking about the
So far
gone. If you're reading this, it's too late. That was a mixtape that just put barcode.
Nah, we counting all of that, man. Quit cheating. Like Drake already got the cheat code, like they said, singing the rap. Like, quit cheating for him and saying, oh, that don't count.
That was a mixtape.
That was an album. Cash Money. It had Cash Money, Young Money on that. That was an album. Like you said last show, to fulfill a contract need. Like, that was an album, dude. All right, so let's stop joking around and figure out when Drake is going to make the classic. Because he's about six albums in. Jay-Z, classic, first shot with Reasonable Doubt. People recognize that late. But Blueprint, when that hit, that was it. That was a classic. Like, when is Drake going to give us the classic album, dude?
I'm going to save that answer for the last portion of this topic, which is where does he go from here.
Okay.
I'm going to give my opinion on the album. I reserve my opinion across platforms for the most part.
That was my opinion.
I spoke about it in Rap Chat just briefly because, number one, this time of year I hate Twitter. I hate social media right now.
Oh, God. What, summer's on?
I'm just saying.
Sundress season? You hate Twitter during sundress
season?
Yes,
I do. I like the real world during
Riley
sundress
versus
season.
You gay?
I like the real world during sundress season. But social media, I woke up to niggas rating the full reviews on the Drake. I woke up to it Friday morning.
Nigga told me it was a classic. The next day I seen him after.
How? They need to stop that. That's what I'm saying. And it goes both ways. Don't let it be out for 10 minutes and crown it a classic. Also, don't let it be out for an hour and say it's the worst album you've ever heard. I don't want to hear that from nobody, especially with somebody that make music like Drake do. It's certain people that music you have to let marinate. You're not going to get it first spin. Jay, Ye, Drake, it's Kendrick. You're not going to get everything. It's too much to take in to get first spin. It's not possible. This nigga singing, rapping, spitting, beat switching up in the middle of the song. Like, you're not finna catch all that, dude. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Four flows on one song.
Three and four flows in a verse. Like, you're not finna catch all that, dude. I don't care how many Source magazines you got hoarded up in your basement. I don't care if you've seen Death of Death Row 100,000 times. Like, you're not finna catch this shit, dude. And so, asking somebody or trying to get people opinion on it, it has been out for 2 hours. You're not going to get no accurate shit because I guarantee you 3 or 4 days later, your shit's going to change because you're going to have more time to listen to it. J-Hove, shout out J-Hove FSP. We talked about it earlier today. He said he gives it 3 runs. He gives it 1 run straight front to back. He gives it a 2nd run front to back. And on that 3rd run, he shuffles it. So that way, the shit that you done lost in translation because it's 20 tracks long, you get to shuffle. You get to hear shit out of order. And you get to get some time on some shit that you may not have spent that much time on. That's how you get a legit feel for a nigga like this album. Young Scooter shit, you can just run that straight through.
Let's not even mention, like, stop.
Young Scooter shit.
You went too far, man.
Bankroll Mafia.
Stop.
Bankroll Mafia.
You've gone
you can
too
just
far.
Listen to the shit whenever.
No, listen. You don't even have to bring
it's not that deep.
Listen. You ain't gonna bring them or people understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
No.
No, they don't because they go on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook
because
and they say shit.
But it's because it's Drake, though.
Man, niggas.
And it's like you said, since 2014, people have been expecting this.
Okay.
It's just like LeBron going out and scoring 12 in a finals game, 7, and like what are you doing,
this
dude?
Ain't
like,
this ain't a 12.
You the star. And I ain't saying this is 12 points. Okay. I'm not saying that this is a soft album. I'm not saying this is whack or anything of that nature. But I'm saying people have their expectations of people who they feel like they're stars. They're like, I can't do what he do. And that's Drake. That's LeBron. That's Jay-Z. That's people like that. So with that being said, yeah, you can't take this first run and say it's a classic or it's trash.
Can't
do that because it's so in depth as to what he's talking about on the album. It never switches from what he first presented from that mixtape that was nominated for a Grammy. Yep. So far gone. Nothing has switched from
him. No, he stayed in that lane right though.
Stayed in that lane.
For better or for worse, though.
I wouldn't exactly. And that's what I was about to get to. The worst part. Now, the hungry people in hip hop, the people that won't like the back to back Drake, the people that want the Summer 16, it's like stepping on a nigga like Meek, just like up in ARL, and like, it's like, I'm straight out ruthless, and I know y'all niggas can't fuck with me on these bars, so like, I'm finna give you this, and I'm finna murder you. That Drake right there, there's not enough of it for the like true people that won't spitting and won't bars and still look at Kendrick like and still look at J. Cole like and still look at Big Sean like and still look at all those people like them niggas is spitting bars and they're not singing on their albums.
That's because they can't.
You're right. That's the cheat code.
Right.
Drake does have the cheat code. He can sing on his album and that's cool. But at some point in time, you're going to have to kill a whole album.
Like, done, but
you have to disregard the lady track. You got to disregard the crazy interludes that have nothing to do with rap. You got to do that, and you got to do 13 songs, and you got to just flat out murder something, dude. That's the only way he ever going to get respect as far as being the best MC that it is right now. Otherwise, people like Kendrick, people like J. Cole, people like Big Sean, people like Pusha T always are going to press those buttons for him because those soft songs that are on there. Not saying anything is wrong with the soft songs because, like you said, that's Drake.
Right,
we always had that from Drake. But in the hip-hop lane, the competitive sport that it is, just like Kobe going out scoring 60. Yeah, I had to shoot the motherfucker 40 times, but I scored 60, nigga, just to let you know that I'm Kobe. Drake got to do that.
Drake
has... He got to do that. He has to have an album like that.
He's done that. He did that with... Where if you're reading at? This, it's too late. No, it's probably three R&B songs on that whole album.
Come on, man.
Maybe. Think about it. Listen to it again, because apparently it's been a minute.
If you're reading this, it's
this nigga's probably singing on three songs on that album, my nigga. That was a mixtape. That was going to be the one for the people asking for
it. That ain't it, though.
Nah,
that one ain't it, though.
That tape was dumb hard, first off.
What does it rank amongst the rest?
That's up, though.
It ain't it, though.
That shit was
fire. Like you said, on that album, he's singing less than he is on any other album.
A lot
less. But it's still not better than the one he's singing on.
Because it's a mixtape.
Oh, come on now. That's not a mixtape. We've discussed this, dude. That was a contractual obligation, dude. That was Cash Money, Young Money Records, dude. I'm out of my deal.
Like, here's my thing.
And this CD on Cash Money, Young Money, too. Just for those, huh?
But most deaf. But okay. I'm saying, this is my thing. And Bleak said this on the Noriega podcast. He said Drake is out here spitting like Hov and singing like Trey Songz. It's not fair. Nobody can do that.
Okay.
When you're doing something that nobody can do, guess what? If I'm Zach LaVine in a dunk contest, guess how many times I'm going to jump from the free throw line until somebody can top that shit? I'm going to do it in every which way possible. I'm going to do the normal jump from the free throw. I'm going to go through my legs the next time. I'm going to have a nigga throw me the oop from the stands while I jump from the free throw line. I'm going to grab the ball from a mascot from the free throw line. I'm going to keep doing it because nobody else on the floor can. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And that's
a very simple rule, dude. Very simple.
That's respectable.
That's all I'm saying.
That's respectable, but I'm saying that's never going to get Zach LaVine or Drake the credit that they deserve or want as far as being the person that they want to be in the life that they've chosen. Rappers and basketball.
He's selling $850.
He's not just a dunker, and Drake is not just a singer.
He's selling $850, my nigga.
That's
how much
cool.
credit do you need when you're doing $850 in your first week?
It's cool, but what I'm saying is niggas like you going to consistently get niggas like Pusha T, niggas like Meek Mill, and yeah, I know your rebuttal is going to be, why do they matter? They're not selling $850. Of course they don't. They don't sell $850. You're right. But it's well known that these niggas spit.
Dog.
They spit, right? So, like, if you can sell $850, but you got to sing, I still got a little slight little jab at you, little slight little Dion Waiters arm check at you, because I feel like if you had to go all rap for 13 songs, you can't do it. Therefore, you not on my level. He going to consistently get that.
Time out. You think Pusha T really thinks that Drake can't do 13 rap songs, my nigga?
I don't think that he thinks that, but I do think that Pusha T smart enough to call him on it until he does it. And Drake know that he ain't going to do that. So Pusha T smart for doing it.
Bro, that's you throwing rocks at the fucking God.
No. You're not throwing
you
rocks.
You howling at the moon. No, the moon
you're not
ain't
throwing
howl
rocks.
Back.
You're shooting rocket launchers.
Nah,
because
man.
Look, there's no way I can respond to you if I'm Drake.
Why would he?
I'm not.
It doesn't make dollars or sense.
Okay.
To and respond
I
to
mean,
Pusha T.
I mean, Pusha T is well respected as one of the best spitters in this game. And you just said Drake was.
Niggas respect that check, bro. Drake is number 5 on that Forbes list we ran earlier. What number is Pusha T?
I mean, shout out
Pusha T.
You're taking it somewhere else, though.
Like, but that's real. That's all
I mean, but
of.
You're taking it somewhere else, though. Like, if are we talking money or are we talking bars and classic albums?
You get Pusha T by himself in the studio with no cameras around, nigga, he going to tell you Drake spin that heat.
But he ain't going to tell you Drake better than him.
He don't think nobody better. He not supposed to think nobody better than him.
Okay. But so what I'm saying is this then. You're absolutely right. Like, the check is what matters. And Pusha T know that. That's why he president of good music.
Exactly.
And that's why he in the position that he in. But in the sport of it, with that being said, niggas, like, just like Deion Waiters feel like he the best player on the Oklahoma City Thunder team, Pusha T feel like, I'm the best nigga rapping.
That's fair. I'm cool with that.
And just because this nigga singing, I got more credit to my claim.
Bruh, he's doing something you can't do. I just listen to this nigga.
But I don't have to do it for listen, true hip-hop niggas to fuck with me, though.
True hip-hop niggas fuck with Drake, bro. KRS-One was on interview. Nah, we can go old school, we can go new school.
That's not what he said. He didn't say he fucked with Drake. Nah, he said he respects him as an artist like Michael Jackson. Like I've always said.
That's the ultimate fuck. What are you talking about?
But what people.
What?
With that being said, Quincy Jones produced and wrote most of Michael Jackson's songs.
And nobody gives
right.
a shit. Michael Jackson's still the king of pop.
Come on, man. But hip hop is different. You know that.
It
you
is.
Know
but
it
I'm
is.
Saying, he do right there.
Like it can't be literally, like we said, we explained it earlier. And there is a. There's a reason behind it being 81 writers on his album.
Right.
But there can't literally be 81 people contributing, giving hooks. What about this bar, Drake?
They do that on Kanye albums, though, bro.
Kanye ain't as great as Drake. Drake is a better rapper than Kanye
Some
West.
Some people could argue that, though.
No, they can't. Okay. They'd be idiotic to do so.
Some people will argue that
Drake
Kanye
is a better rapper than Kanye West. That's period.
Kanye one of the GOATs, though.
We can move on from that right now.
I'm just saying, blue contacts and all.
See, like I said, we can move on from that right now. He one of the GOATs, but like you said, it takes 81 people to write one song. It don't take that for Drake. I just got samples and niggas singing and shit. Like, Kanye need like concepts and designs, and I ain't taking shit away from his greatness. Like, dude, cold. But at the same time, he ain't Drake cold. He ain't Big Sean. Like, he can't rap like them niggas.
Can I go through the joints that I fuck with?
Go ahead.
And what could have been left off? This is how you know I'm a 1,000 nigga, man. I'm not no biased nigga. I'm going to tell you what's good on here. I'm going to tell you what I don't fuck with on here. I'm fucking... First of all, so I thought the intro was bold. I thought the intro was bold because it's an all R&B song. And he's never kicked off an album like that. He usually spits on the album, on the intro. But I thought that was bold. But I think it worked, though. But it also set the tone for the album for people to complain about him singing too much because that's how he kicked it off. A lot of people said that about Yeezus, too. They said that Yeezus was whack. And Ye was like, if I would have started off with Blood on the Leaves, niggas wouldn't have said that she was whack because that's a more conventional rap song. But I'm fucking with that You With Me, the DMX sample joint, stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. This shit like that can't nobody do. Because he's ripping it, and then he flips it to the singer halfway through and bodies that shit, too. Like, nobody in the league can do that shit. I said the league. Nobody in the rap game can do that shit. That's my joint. I fuck with that hype for the turn up. I'm still here. I need to go to the club. If they playing Still Here, I need that. I'm going to turn all the way up. That's my shit. I fuck with that. I fuck with that Fire and Desire, too, and I fuck with that View. I fuck with a lot of shit on here. It's probably easy to me to tell what I don't like. What's your standout joints on here?
I think my favorite song on here is Redemption. And this is one of the slow songs.
Ironically.
And Redemption banging.
You ripping it.
I definitely like
Western Road flows. How the fuck could I forget that?
Western Road. I caught.
Yeah, you called it.
Did I not call it?
You called it in the group chat.
I called it. Okay. I like Keep the Family Close as the opening. I wasn't mad that it was R&B because I felt like he was saying some real shit in there.
He say real shit in his R&B songs, though.
He definitely does. Like, he can incorporate, like, rap bars to his R&B songs.
Exactly.
Which is dope.
That's true.
And I like Keep the Family Close. I like Nine. I
think Nine is okay.
I think my favorite song on here is Child's Play.
That's another R&B song.
Child's Play?
Tough. He rapping like somewhat.
He rapping on there. He rapping on there. I like Child's Play though, because he going in though.
Like, is that the one where he was
you argue with me at Cheesecake
Factory? Yeah, that was fun.
They drive cameras here, man. People here with their kids, dog. They don't even know our business.
You took the
man.
Bugatti keys.
You want to take the Bugatti to CVX to get Kotex, dude? I had to hide the keys. Now you mad? You speechless? Come on, man. Like that was fire. I ain't gonna lie. That was fire. And Drake is one of the few niggas that can do that.
He is.
I say Big Sean, maybe.
Possibly.
I can see Big Sean with some bars like that.
He can.
Fab, man, he 35, 38, no, I don't know.
Maybe.
But I think it was authentic. In that first song, I think the one where he was referencing the girls that are, or Redemption Road Flows, I don't know which one it was. But the girls that he's talking about in songs and how saying one got a business and sued him, he wondered how it went different and something like that. Like, I thought that was dope. It's very interesting, and I think Drake is very unique in the sense of he's able to, like, say personal shit like that.
Right.
And people relate to it. Yeah. People still relate to it, like, with something that happened in their life.
Right. On a smaller scale.
Exactly. So
it's not Rihanna, but.
Exactly. Right. It ain't Rihanna, but it was Joy from the from Starbucks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She wasn't no 10, but she was a 6, and she was cool.
Right. So you understand where he coming from.
Right. So, like, I think he does a very great job at having people relate to stuff like this. So that's dope. Still
Pimp C song was cool too.
I like that.
Did you see why he took off Jay and what's his name?
Nah, that's what I wanted to know. What's the issue with this?
So Pop Style is now just two verses, just him by himself, as opposed to featuring Kanye and Jay. He said on Zach Lowe, or not Zach Lowe, Zane Lowe, whatever the fuck dude name is that he did the interview with.
We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. Shout out to him. Drake said that that song was originally for Kanye, and he sent it to Kanye for the verse. Kanye sent it back, and he said, "Hey man, I had Jay do my first two bars. He right here. What you need to do is put that shit out and say featuring the Throne. That should be hot." So he was like, "Okay, cool. I'll put it out featuring the Throne." It backfired because
Jay
people,
didn't sign off on it.
No, Jay did, but he only had two lines. So you know how the internet went crazy over that. That highlighted, that overshadowed the whole song. Where the rest of Jay lines at? Jay had two bars. What the fuck? I got to pay for title to get the rest of Jay verse. Like, that was the joke.
Right.
So then when it came down to actually putting them niggas on the album, he was like, "Man, you know what? I'm cool on that. I'm just going to do a second verse." And then plus, he alluded to him respecting Jay and there being a respect for each other, but a respect from a distance due to partnerships that they have with other people. Mm. And what I interpreted that as, Jay is over Roc Nation, which manages Meek Mill right now. So I think that's what he was referring to. A lot of people thought it was Tidal and Apple.
I was just going to say, what, Apple Tidal?
No, because Kanye is on Tidal exclusively, and he didn't have no problem with having him on the song. Yeah, he is. He dropped he's on Tidal. He one of the owners in Tidal.
But he not on Drake album.
But he was on that song. That's who that song was meant for.
And I'm saying he took him off, though.
Yeah, he took both of them off.
So, I mean, that was part of conflict, right?
Well, he just only said Jay was really the main conflict. Kanye and so just kind of do away with all of it. He just went on here and said, fuck it, I just put another verse on there. So, I mean, that was the story behind it.
I think Kanye verse was cool. I think it was the title thing, too, like you said.
I did like the Kanye verse. I'm hot about that.
Interesting story.
But, yeah, now, overall, man, I think the album is... I like it. What would you say it ranks in his four? We're going to keep it four. Take Care. Nothing Was the Same. This. And the first joint, Thank Me Later.
It's last.
Nah, it's better than Thank Me Later. I'm hot at
it's
you.
It's last.
You crazy as fuck.
What's the best song on Thank Me Later?
I can't tell you that off the head. Come on, man. This is my favorite album is Nothing Was the Same. I feel like this is right behind that. It's between this and Take Care as his second best album. Cause Take Care was dope to me too.
Oh no, Thank Me Later is first album. Are you sick? No.
Nothing Was the Same. Barbecue and that dog. That's dude's best album.
Thank
that
you,
shit.
Thank
cold.
Me Later. Thank Me Later better than this album. I think Views is if we're not doing mixtapes.
Yeah, not counting if you're reading this.
Views is the worst album he's had.
Boy, that's a headline.
That's the worst album he's had. And the reason being because...
It's three songs on here I'm like, I ain't bullshit.
Not only was it a lot more R&B lenient, also the other albums were star-studded.
Now, that's one thing I thought was missing.
And I think...
Not gonna lie about that.
It's not a bad thing for me... I don't dislike Drake, but I also like hearing him with other people. Like I
they
think,
bring they yeah, bring yeah.
Like
their
he
A
make
game.
They bring his A game out.
Tough.
You know what I'm saying? So
Ross.
Like,
Like, even on this, when I'm looking at Thank Me Later now, I'm looking at Light It Up. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like you said, Jeezy. Show Me a Good Time. Like, all of these. Or the Nicki Minaj song that he got on there. Like,
Wayne. Wayne always
came with it. And then Drake overdid them.
That's true.
So, like, I missed that aspect of this album of him not having any features. Like, I like hearing Drake collaborate with other people.
And I do too.
I feel like he's trying to put himself in this space where like no one is like me, so I ain't doing songs with nobody but niggas that fuck with me and like in my camp. And I don't really like that.
Look, if you take, so it's 20 tracks. Are we counting Hotline Bling as the 20? Yes,
you got to. He put it on there. You shouldn't have put it on there.
Come on, man. It's a bonus.
Don't put it on there then.
So, okay, then I'll accept that because of what it did over the summer. You take off 3 songs and make this 17.
Nah,
I feel like it changes the whole narrative of this album.
I feel like you take off 4 songs and make it.
And take off Hotline Bling and make it 15.
Yeah, you go somewhere in that night. I need 14 to 15 songs, maybe even 13.
Nah, and I'm that cool. Low. God damn.
Yeah, like 13 songs. But I'm Drake, dude. Like he said at the concert, I got more shit coming. Like this ain't the end. Like I ain't
he
done.
He did say he had shit coming this summer.
You know what I'm saying? So like I can give you a 13 song views classic, and then I hit you in a minute, middle of the summer, late winter, something like that, fourth quarter. With some fire with this R&B shit on it. I feel like that should have been more of the approach because I feel like if it's views and I say I'm finna run the summer, I can't come out with a majority R&B album. I need niggas like.
But this is a full
ride
body
to,
of work.
Like, bro,
though,
you
bro.
Can't ride and turn up to this summer.
Bro, this
you
is
can't
a,
get in the Challenger, a new car you finna get, drop the top. You can't go Benz.
Yes,
you can't
can.
Go Bentley, drop the top, and listen to Redemption.
I can, man. That's what I'm saying.
You listen to Redemption?
Are you hearing what he's saying?
You pulling up and listen to Redemption?
Yes. If no, I'm in the bent, fuck you, man. I pull up listening to anything.
You're not listening.
I pull up listening to Purple Rain if I'm in the bent.
That's different because Prince is
shit.
A legend. Shout out to Prince. But you're not pulling up listening to Redemption, bro.
I don't,
you're just not doing it.
Bro, I'm on the interstate banging whatever is in my
not
shit.
Not Redemption.
Dog.
You're not listening to Redemption in the drop top Bentley in the front of the club in the ballet, dude.
I'm banging Controller in that Bentley.
No, you not.
Okay.
That's impossible. Because you know what? You're going to be turned up. You're going to have liquor in your system. And you're going to want to hear something that's going to get you hype. So guess what you're going to have on? The Future song. That's what you're gonna be listening to.
He's got shit for that too. It's a body of work. That's how I look at it.
It is.
And
it's a good one. I don't want people to miss it and screw and think I don't think this is good. It's a good album.
For sure.
This is worse.
And moving forward, he did hint at a collaboration album with Kanye on the interview. He said they was working on that. So if that come out,
it'll never happen.
Oof.
I swear to God, that'll never happen.
Hey, man.
That'll never happen.
That come out, man.
Ooh, that'll never happen.
I just need like 8 songs.
Jay
just for me.
Jay not gonna let that happen.
EP that for me.
God, that'll never happen.
And he did say he had some solo joints and like songs, like kind of similar to what he normally do, 0 to 100 over here, back to back over here. You know what I'm saying? He do that. He sprinkle there and want trophies, shit that ain't got nothing to do with the album. He said he got some of those on deck too. So I guess moving forward, what if he did this? What if he did a double CD and one CD was rap and one CD was R&B?
I could take that.
But then nobody would listen to R&B songs.
That's cool.
And they'd be missing out on
but
crack.
But that's for the people that need the R&B songs though. Like the R&B track CD can be 18 songs and the rapper could be 12 or 9. Like,
hell
I wouldn't even
no.
care, but like, just give me 9 songs of back to back summer 16 heat, dude.
But he's,
like, that's all I want.
He's
dude.
Harmonizing on back to back. He's harmonizing on all this shit.
Nah,
dude.
But he murdering shit, though.
like
he
limited
niggas,
yourself.
Like, he's flat out letting niggas know to, like, don't think that this is a game because I can sing. I want to hear that, like, straight out, like, disrespectfully through.
That's
all
like,
the way through,
hold
like,
on.
At least 10 songs.
That's like telling Steph not to pull up from 35. It's like, nah, man, bring it in a little bit, man. Don't do that. Don't show out. Don't do too much. That's not a high percentage shot, Steph. Just bring it in a little bit. You're better than that. You can hit it at the normal three-point line. And Steph like, nigga, I can hit it from 35, too.
Yes.
So why not pull up? Nobody else can do the shit. I got niggas on their heels. They don't even know I'm finna pull up. Money.
That's true.
So why limit that? That's all I'm saying. But I think a double disc would be interesting.
But that's
if he pulled
true.
It that
but
way.
If I'm Steph, I can miss from 35 more so than I can miss from 25.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there may be some that miss with niggas. And like, as opposed to if I'm pulling up from 25, I know that's money. You know what I'm saying? I know if I go in there for 9 songs and I'm murdering. hearing it because of these bars I got, that's money. But if I pull up from 35, yeah, I still can hit it because I'm that cold.
But it's a lower percentage.
Exactly.
Right? That's fair. Man, let's get to the second music break. Also, appreciate everybody in the rap chat. They all let us know about what they thought about their views.
Yep.
Got a lot of early reviews. Y'all got to chill out. Let it marinate.
Let it, please.
Please, just for me. But let's get to this music break. This is one that you chose. I'm going to make this very clear to everybody.
Bankroll, baby. Bankroll Mafia, baby.
Bankroll,
my boy.
Mafia.
Day one. I'm serious. You know T.I., my guy.
It's called Bankroll
Mafia,
man.
Him and the youngins in here, man. Y'all check it out, man. Him, 21 Savage,
yep.
All that. Let's go.
Bitch, I'm a boss. She lick on the dick and then suck on the balls. Bitch, I'm Young Savage. Got crack in my drawers. Bitch, I'm Young Savage. I nut on her blouse. Niggas be snitching and acting like mice. Only 22, but I got some stripes. Bitch, I'm a ball like Jerry Rice. VVS diamonds. Bitch, I'm having ice. 21 Savage. Nigga, Randy Savage. Nigga, know that Savage stand for nothing nice. I'm on that Miley. Yes, I'm on that Miley, bitch, because Miley keep me higher than a kite. I keep it red, red hanging. Bitch, I'm gang banging. Yes, and now my niggas real right. You was a sucker, man. Why was you covered? She gave me top bottom on the first night. I pull up and spray you little roaches like Ray. A stack of chips, huh? Lays, John Madden, huh? Plays, YSL, huh? Ayy, that's slow. A's, we pullin' up, drawing down nigga K's. I get money million different ways. Bitch, I'ma ball like the waves.
And I'ma ball whenever I want it. And I'ma call whenever I want it. And I'ma stall whenever I want it. And I'ma dog whenever I want it. And I'ma ball whenever I want it. And she gon' ball whenever I want it. And I'ma shoot whenever I want it. And I'ma shoot whenever I want it. Nigga, no rollin' and
feelin'. Explain yourself, T.I. fan.
T.I. trying to do the whole Bird Gang thing, man, to get into the young
Rich
crowd,
Gang.
Man. Rich Gang, whatever the fuck it
tap
is.
Tap into the youngsters. He got 21 Savage, man, up-and-coming
artist. I don't
know
what that is, man. I'm sorry. I apologize.
21 Savage,
I apologize,
man.
Guys.
And you know what? The speaking in regards to the young cats, the 21 Savage dude specifically, because he on this song, he like one of the lead contenders in like the XXL freshman class. Like, you'll more than likely see his face on there when it does drop. And I've come to the conclusion, because I went on a little listening spree this weekend, tried to listen to some of the youngsters, Lil Yachty, Uzi Vert, 21 Savage.
You're a beast for all that.
Playboi Carti. I tried to listen to that. I've come to the conclusion, I'm not going to shit on these young boys.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to shit on nobody under 21. But I just can't get with it. I'm a player safe. I'm going to say I can't get with that lane of rap.
What's your issue with the music?
Other than being garbage? Nothing.
That's
you made me
took.
Do it.
I had to get it. That's all it took to get it.
I tried to take the high road, but you made me speak on the shit.
I asked was what
fucking
the issue
garbage.
Was,
the rap game is in trouble. If these are leaders of the new school, if you see any of them niggas I just named on the front of that cover, run.
All of them going to be on that product.
That's how?
Just, that's the nature of the game right now, man.
Nah, them niggas is garbage, dog. Garbage. After today, I'm not going to shit on nobody under 21 when it comes to that music shit. That's after crazy. Today. Can't wait for that XXL episode when we do that.
If we can do it.
If like, I can if, stomach
if,
it.
If there are enough people on there that we can even talk about. Honestly, dude.
Oh, shit. Quote of the week, man, comes from Birdman.
Y'all put some respect on my shit, man.
He went on Hot 97, man. Ebro
give me some
in the
wings
morning
with some respect on it.
He went on Ebro in the morning to clear up the Breakfast Club situation. Very interesting interview. Among other things, they talked about his situation with Wayne, status with Wayne, where the Carter Five at. They talked a little bit about how he grew up, but they also addressed, and I give Ebro credit, Ebro.
Ebro asked good questions. I ain't gonna
he
lie.
Do.
I think a good interview.
His journalism game is
he
on
good.
Point.
He good. Ebro good.
He touched on.
He'll hit you with it.
He will. He touched on the trick statements about Birdman being gay. And I thought Birdman's answer was very interesting. Let's just hear what he had to say in regards to Trick Daddy comments.
I guess the last thing that, you know, people, Trick Daddy was throwing shots saying, you know, Birdman doesn't know if he's a blood or a Crip. Or this, you know, this gay thing and that gay thing.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
He was saying that you was gay.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm a straight gangster, man. That nigga been in my hood. He know what's happening with me.
You hear me? Nigga know what's happening with me, man.
Yeah.
I guess nigga get on the radio and won't be funny or something. But
right.
Nigga know what's happening with me, man. Google me, man. Call anything in the 504 and ask about me. Google me, man. Watch what come up. Yeah. Straight G.
And you come from a long line of pimps and gangsters, too.
Oh, man, straight G, man. Straight gangster. I don't know how to be nothing but that. I'm just a hustler. I'm a mastermind. I know how to use my brain and organize a lot of shit and make a lot of money selling a lot of records. That's one of my gifts.
Right.
Everything I touch gonna be something.
All right, before I get to my thoughts, what do you how do you assess Birdman's answer?
It's two things that you can call a man that you can never take back. It's a snitch.
Yep.
And being gay.
Yep.
And if a nigga call you that, you should be able to, like, vehemently deny both accusations.
If they're not true.
If they're not true.
Right.
If you're a snitch, you need to have paperwork. If you gay, they need to have proof.
Period.
Like, that's just flat out the fucking point. So if a nigga, like, I don't care how cordial we keeping it or how flat out I'm trying to keep my name. Like, I came in Breakfast Club hot.
On 10.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you said it was from years of you disrespecting my name.
Yeah.
Ebro flat out asked this nigga, was he gay?
Yep.
And he never said no. Like, what kind of shit is that, dude? That's crazy.
Look.
Listen.
No homo. Ask me, am I gay? Just ask.
Are you gay?
No.
Like, how hard is that to say? If you're not gay.
That's the easiest question.
Ask me.
That's the easiest question.
Ask me.
Are you gay?
No. This is in the archives, folks. Y'all can play this back if you ever catch me with a transsexual or a man or anything. So, like, how hard is it for a nigga to be like, you know, like,
that's the easiest
when you
question
ask me that, I'm not going to tell you to go ask the niggas
Google
out
me.
South I grew up with.
Go Google me. That nigga said to Google
me. I'm from the Ville, nigga. Niggas know me in the Ville. Nigga, go ask him. What are you talking about?
We asked the nigga in Miami.
Are you gay?
We asked the nigga in Miami. He was Trick Daddy, and he said, nigga, you
what the? I don't understand, dude. And like,
I don't get that, Birdman. I'm going to be always 1,000.
To be, and
I don't get it, bro. Like,
you 50, though.
Plus.
You're 50 years old. Like, you can't even, like, give me an accurate response. Give me no type of proper etiquette, like, as to where you saying, like, there's no way that this is true. This is bullshit. I'm debunking this right now.
Let me tell you how he answered that question.
God.
He answered that question like he had a boyfriend back home.
That he didn't want to piss off.
That he didn't want to piss off. And if he would have said no, then it would have been drama when he got to the house. That's how he answered the question. You know, you know, you got your little gal with you, and the nigga be like, oh, what's up, what's
up? Is that your gal?
And you introduce her, oh, that's my homegirl. She like, oh, word?
I'm your homegirl now?
Oh, we homegirls now?
I'm your homegirl
okay.
now?
Okay, that's what's up. All right, that's a bit. That's how he answered that, though. Like, when as soon as he get home, it's trouble.
But, he wasn't even, and I ain't listened to the interview. I listened to that clip.
Yeah, for sure.
He wasn't even, like, short with it. Like, when a nigga flat out disrespectful, like, if a nigga ask you if you gay,
yeah, that's heavy.
That's flat out disrespectful.
That's heavy.
So, let's compare this, and I'm going to keep doing this because they in the same boat, to Puff.
Okay.
When Charlamagne was like, did you have anything to do with Pac being killed?
He did the same shit.
He didn't have no long, drawn-out explanation. I'm not talking about no shit like it. Because it's so unfathomable that it's true. Like, why? What the fuck would you even ask me for, like, being a good journalist? That's how Puff played it.
I was hot at Puff for that, too.
Birdman went into all of this. He was what, my bad?
I was hot at him for that, though, too. I wanted him to say no.
But look, though. That's what you do when you a boss.
You CEO, you boss, you protecting the brand. Like, I'm not even buying into, like, there's nothing that you can say about me shooting Pac that it got anything to do with Puff the brand. So, like, you bringing that up is retarded.
Yep.
That's how Baby play that gay shit. Unless you gay.
Right.
Like, why would you even bring this up to me? Like, yeah, Trick Daddy said this, but who is Trick Daddy?
Nah, just say no.
Like I said, if it really ain't true, go on and go in.
Tough.
Like, what the, what? I got like 3-4 words for you if you ask me that question, dude.
Like, dog, I don't know, man. Y'all listen to, I will say this, though. The interview was surprisingly good. He actually put a lot of insight. This interview made me realize how little we know about Birdman.
He'll never talk.
So he talked about his parents. He talked about how he came up. He dodged that question. He dodged the Crip and Blood question. He dodged a couple of questions. He did explain a little more thoroughly why he was upset with Charlamagne. It did make sense. I'm not going to lie. But it was a good interview. Y'all check that out when y'all got a free 30. Man, it's a light week. We done went over a little bit. No new music really coming out. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Chillaxing, man. We making it. Just trying to get to it, man. You know, like I say, every weekend. What you got up?
I will be in the movie theater.
I might try to catch one of them Cavs or Hawks games, though.
You need to catch that Captain America. It comes out Friday. Captain motherfucking America, Marvel Comics. We are in that bitch. I'm in there, 3D, 4D, IMAX.
Wake me up on that shit. Oh.
However, I had the biggest screen, the loudest speakers. I need all of that shit.
I think Cavs also be down here like Saturday, man. Let me see
LeBron tickets be inflated down here.
Hey, yeah, they
them pay, motherfuckers they be
fuck for that.
Dude, them StubHub tickets be jokes.
I can go see a Hawks game for $12 like any other night when LeBron, except for when LeBron in town.
Nigga, LeBron in here, nigga, you need that bag to go see him. It's that bullshit.
That's definitely true.
I do want to, man, Freddie Gibbs show Friday, man. I don't know why I want to go with. Who want to go with me to Freddie Gibbs, man? I'll pay for a nigga ticket, man.
Jeezy is going to shoot that shit up, man. Shout out my nigga Snowman, man. We ain't letting no Freddie Gibbs show go down in the A, man.
Hey, y'all, hey, if y'all haven't listened to Freddie Gibbs on Rap Radar, he almost got murked in New York.
All right. Come down here in Atlanta playing then.
He almost got
come
murked.
Come down here in Atlanta playing with my nigga Snowman.
He got into a Jim Jones. Jim Jones almost had a nigga erased. Jones. Please listen to that. Because that's a hell of a story.
But look, though, on Twitter, though, he tried to act like his shit didn't happen.
Nah, he went hard on Jim Jones on Twitter, and he like, was probably on the flight headed back. Back to Cali.
But see, I can't respect that, though.
He had to get out of there. The block got too hot.
Okay, but, like, don't try to act like on Twitter nothing didn't happen. Nigga, you almost got killed.
Yeah, listen.
Don't even respond if that's the case.
Listen, I know a lot of people, if you've been out into Freddie Gibbs, the nigga said he was in New York. Nigga, he was with a lady friend and a couple of his homeboys, and his lady friend saw somebody she knew. Got out the car, said, "Hey, girl, what's up?" And the other girl said something. So he looked. The other girl kind of sounded like she might look like something. So he stuck his head out, too, like, "Oh, hold on, who is that?" And when he stuck his head out to look, two niggas with ski masks and straps were walking straight toward him. He said him and the nigga and the Jones. Gal took the fuck off running. Nigga, they got shot up.
Shimmy.
A couple of his people got hit. They ran into a building. Building got shot up. Hey.
Bird gang.
And then later that night.
Vampire life.
A nigga tweeted Freddie and said, "Damn, I heard Capo was on your ass in Harlem, my nigga."
What was his at name? Bird Gang what?
Yeah, it was Bird Gang something.
Let's go, Jimmy.
That nigga said, "Man, Capo was on that ass, wasn't he?" He said, "Nah, Jim Jones too pussy for that."
Yeah, right.
Nigga. He probably said that nigga on the first thing smoking out of town.
I'm not advocating any violence here. Like, I'm just joking. But hey. Like Freddie Gibbs, like that's my problem.
He ain't
like,
been to New York since.
Don't go back either.
He just went back for this interview.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
He used to live in New York.
Just because Jim Jones didn't know where he was at.
He came back for that interview.
All right. Hope it was worth it.
Who knew, man?
But look, though, man, it's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, man. Again, we appreciate the likes, the comments, the retweets. We see it all. We ain't got time to run down the names, but we appreciate that.
Please
shit.
Go rate, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Shout out to the people who have already done that. Good looking.
Please do that. Yes, if you already done it, we thank you so much. If you haven't done it, please go subscribe to the podcast so you can get it every week.
And we on Google Play, too.
And Google Play. Rate it. Let us know what you think. Give us 2, 3, 4, 5 stars, whatever you think it's about. But that's it, and we out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.